All right, we're going to talk MMA on the show now. When Elite Fighting Championships returns to Blackrock Hurling Club this coming Saturday night for an absolutely massive card featuring four title fights. And I'm delighted to say one of the champions has joined me now. Luca, how are you, sir?
All good, all good. Yourself?
Good, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
No.
I suppose it's been a hectic few months for you, I suppose, being the EFC champion. I mean, like, how much of an honor is that, first off?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. It's been unbelievable. Even in the gym, the lads have been teasing me a little bit, but it's been apart from that though, it's been real. Life's been good.
Yeah, delighted to hear that as well. Take me back to the start, Luke, I suppose, how you got started in MMA, and talk to us a bit about your journey up to this point.
I've always kind of been into fighting. Do you get me? Like my dad got me in, kind of even just judo, whatever. Just to, as a man to defend yourself, kind of way. And then I joined boxing. And then I was kind of messing around with it for a bit, but then I kind of started taking seriously then when I kind of matured a little bit, and then that club kind of shut down. Then I moved into jiu-jitsu, and then I moved to MMA Cork. Then I think it was 2023 with Aaron and Jack McGuire, and ever since then, I just stuck at it. Ever since the first day, I just been loving it. So. Here we are now.
Yeah, talk to me a bit about Aaron and Jack, I suppose, the two brothers that run MMA Cork, and the path that they've put you on, and the support they provided you on your journey.
Oh, they've been amazing. They've been nothing but great help. Like Jack as well, be one of my main sparring partners. Like, so imagine like sparring him every day. You're guaranteed to get amazing as well. Like he's fighting an octagon. And Aaron as well, he is that knowledge. He just sees things maybe we don't see, and he's unbelievable as well. Just the knowledge he can give us is just unbelievable.
But also just two very humble guys who are just keen to pass on
100%,
everything they know.
100%.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see. So how would you describe yourself as a fighter, Luca?
I'd say cool, calm, and collected. To be honest, at the start, kind of my debut and maybe the second fight, I was kind of, a bit too jumpy in this. But I think now I get in there. I think I'm relaxed. I like to kind of think that the cage is mine. That kind of way, gently, that I'm in charge. And I think that kind of makes me kind of calmer in there. So, yeah.
And how have you found, I suppose, like fighting on EFC cards? And I suppose talk to us a little bit about the work that Barry O'Callaghan is doing to put on, I suppose, some of the best MMA cards in the country.
For sure. Barry's been doing an unbelievable job. Just behind the scenes, what he does is unbelievable. Fair play to him, honestly. Fair play to him. The EFC as well is, I think, the best promotion, if not one of the best promotions in Ireland right now. And fighting for UFC is, I say, one of the handiest things ever for the Cork fighters anyway, because just down the road from us, like I had a fight there up in IUR, and it was a bit of a trek now to get up there, like, but EFC, Barry, and Barry does it right as well. The venue is unbelievable. The production is next level. Pay-per-view and all that stuff. Ah, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Barry's doing an unbelievable job.
Yeah, it's a fantastic setup, in fairness. And just
100%.
what you touched on there, Luke, as well, just being able to fight at home in front of your hometown crowd and having your fans there must be a massive help for you when you step into that cage.
100%. As like, sure, all my friends and family be coming to my fights, and as I always said, there's no losing. In front of all the friends and family, like, not a hope, like cheering me on, I was only saying to the lads the last day that actually like gives me a bit of a an extra push, because I'm like, people screaming your name, do this, do that. I'm like, nah, not a hope I can lose in front of the crowd. Like, not a, can't be doing it. Like, you can't.
Talk to me about your last fight against Michael Connolly in the UFC just before Christmas when you were crowned champion. What kind of fight that was?
It was yeah, it was a very good fight. Very good fight, Joe. We knew what kind of opponent Michael was. We knew he was top quality opponent. So we had a good game plan going in there. I think the game plan worked well. Michael obviously done very well as well. It was a close fight, and yeah, it was a high level fight. And I'm actually excited to see his fight now on this show as well.
Yeah, it was a cracking contest between you two guys. What's the feeling like though when you're waiting for that result to be read out? Were you 100% confident you've done enough to get the win?
I knew it was a close fight, but I thought I'd done enough to get the decision win. I knew it was going to be split, but I even said into my corner there when just before we went to get hand raised, I said, I was like, I think I done enough there to get that. So I knew that I was like, split decision me, I think.
Yeah.
So
So, yeah, because some fighters, when they hear split decision, they'll kind of go, oh no, what's actually going on
yeah,
here?
100%.
You know, because it can go either way. But it was a fantastic performance by yourself, and it was great to see you
Thank you.
crowned champion. So, what's
Great.
training been like over the last couple of months heading into this fight?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. I definitely feel very, very just fit, strong. I say definitely one of the best shapes I've ever been in as well. Weight is unbelievable. I'm way lighter going into this fight than I actually was against Michael. So that's another plus. Even like weight cut now, I feel good. Joe, I'm low carbs, water loading, and I still feel unbelievable. Like, so I can't wait. My training's been unbelievable. Just been doing a lot of training, pads, strength and conditioning, rounds after rounds after rounds with high level guys. I've been even going around to other gyms up in Dublin, been doing the squat sessions. You know, I've been doing a lot, so I can't wait to show it now this Saturday.
And going to other gyms, Luke, I'd imagine is a good thing to, I suppose, open up your eyes to new styles, new methods of training, and all that.
Exactly. To get different bodies, different styles. Because sometimes you get too comfortable at home. You know, knowing the people you're sparring, that you just kind of switch off, and you're just kind of happy to, kind of flow a little bit. Whereas new bodies, you kind of have to be switched on and kind of doing your best.
And you talk about the weight cut as well, Luke. Every fighter I talk to like struggles with weight cuts. It's a part of the game. It's a very tough part of the game. It's that week coming up and getting down to weight for weighing on Friday. But you say like you're in a better shape than you were this time, and hopefully that weight cut now, we're on Wednesday now, so hopefully that'll be a lot easier for you come Friday.
Oh, 100%. I'm actually kind of shocked on how light I am and how easy it is going to be to make this weight. Yeah, just wasn't expecting it at all, but stuck to the diet, stuck to the training, and here we are, ready to rock.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good sign for Saturday night. So when you go into like a training
100%.
camp, is there like specific areas where you look at, say, look, I want to work on this in this training camp, and I want to work on that in this training camp?
Not really. Like, obviously now when we get the opponent, we kind of do a bit of fight study and see what kind of style they have, and then as we touched on there earlier, how good Aaron is. Aaron then just kind of we do kind of fight simulations, so we just try to do as many rounds of kind of mimicking. We'd get sparring partners for me kind of mimicking the guy I'm fighting, so in this case Tom, and we just go from there. And I think we've done an incredible job, and I can't wait for Saturday.
And it is Tom Buckley facing a 7-1 fighter out of Samson. So a nice Cork derby heading into Saturday night.
100%. It'll be packed. It will be packed.
Have you seen Tom fight before?
Watched a few of his fights. I watched his fight live there against Rory Burke. Good fight. It was a very good fight. So I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come.
Are you one of the fighters then, like, who would watch a lot of film and a lot of tape on their opponent, or you just kind of stick to your own game plan? Because I've noticed over the years when I've talked to fighters, it's kind of a 50-50 split between fighters who say, yeah, I've watched everything they've done, and the other 50% is like, no, I'm just going to concentrate myself. I'll be a grand kind of guy.
I say I'm kind of in the middle as well. Do you know what I mean? Like I watch a few of his fights. Like I think you have to kind of just to get an understanding of what he's about, what he's good at, what he's not good at. I think it'd be a bit silly now if I didn't. Do you know? But then again, on the other side, do you know, I'm just kind of focusing on my game and getting better. Because at the end of the day, it is amateurs, and you know, we all have to just level up. But yeah, of course, I watched a good few of his fights, and he probably done the same with me, like so.
Yeah, 100%. And like, how does his style, I suppose, match up to your style then?
I think his style and my style, I think it's gonna be a cracker of a fight. I think it's gonna be an amazing fight. It's gonna be, without saying too much now, I think it's just gonna be, I think Saturday night, people won't want to miss out. It's gonna be a very, very high level fight.
Yeah, looking forward to it immensely. And look, plenty of other MMA card talent, plenty of other card talent on the card as well. As always, I suppose, with the ZFC cards.
Plenty of fights. We have a lot of title fights, a lot of pro fights. MAGA, I'm very excited for that. MAGA is looking incredible. He sparring him is crazy. He's just next level. We got Mikey as well. Mikey's in unbelievable shape. He's ready to rock. We got Alex Murray. Oh, it's too many boys to name. They're all ready. We're
Yeah.
coming over to take over, you know.
I suppose, yeah, it just shows you the strength that MMA Cork stable that you have there.
Oh, 100%. It's I fully believe it's one of the best gyms in Ireland.
Long term, Luca, like, what's your target? What's your goals, I suppose, in the sport?
Well, end goal obviously become pro, but at the minute obviously just keep ra racking up the wins, racking up the belts, and then obviously sit down with Aaron, have a conversation of going pro. But yeah, I don't think it'll be for a bit yet. Do you know what I mean? But definitely end goal, go pro and go from there all the way to the top.
Yeah, and I suppose like the amateurs is always supposed learning your craft and putting in the work, I suppose, at
Exactly.
this stage.
Exactly, John. I'm only four fights in now. Well, five, I'm going to be five now this Saturday, but I think I still have a couple more fights anyway to go till I get to the pro level of where I want to be at anyway myself. Kind of, especially for the big promotions, you know, I want them to kind of recognize me straight away when they see my name.
Yeah, because like you've had a couple of teammates on Octagon already, like, you know, which it was just
Exactly.
fantastic to see.
Exactly. Brian Manning, Jack McGuire doing us proud, doing us very proud.
I was going to say, like Brian Manning, I suppose, is kind of like the template, I suppose, for you guys to show that, like, if you put in the hard work at local level, it reaps rewards at international level.
100%. To be fair though, Brian, he's a grafter. He's one of them guys that he's at the gym every day, like, so to be honest, I'm not surprised. I'd be more surprised that if he doesn't get into the UFC. Do you know what I mean? He's working non-stop. So,
Especially with those entrances that
they're unbelievable.
he
They're
has.
unbelievable. I might have to take an order or two off him.
You might have to, buddy. You might have to.
Uh,
Well, Luke, a pleasure
100%.
talking to you, man. I'm looking forward to watching your performance Saturday night. And yeah, I'll
Legend,
see you
man.
then.
Thank you. Thank you.